You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in association with EDC, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Thomas Duncan. He is the CEO of Trusted Health Plan Incorporated, your Washington, D.C. based managed healthcare organization. Their task is to make sure that you and your eligible family members are enrolled and receiving Medicaid or Alliance benefits. Their mission is to help their D.C. neighbors receive the care and services needed to lead a long and healthy life. Thomas, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. Good morning to you. So tell us about Trusted Health Plan, how it was started, and what you do for your members of your managed healthcare organization.
Well, we're a new Medicaid managed care organization here in the District of Columbia. We've actually been operational since July 1st of this year. We got started about 2 years ago building our business plan, raising required capital, obtaining and receiving a health insurance HMO license in the district, and then competing for a contract to provide managed care services to Medicaid recipients in the District of Columbia. And we were recently awarded a contract, and again, we just went operational July 1st.
Excellent. And being a CEO yourself, what does it take to be an effective leader and CEO of a company or organization such as yours?
Well, what's important to us is building a culture. You know, I think that in any business, specifically in insurance, it's highly competitive. And so to be successful, you have to find a way to operate better than competitors. And a large part of that comes from the culture that you build. And so a culture that we build is one about innovation, best ideas, and I think that's largely a reason that we were successful in winning such a significant contract in the district. Beyond that, it's one where best idea wins. So we have a culture where, you know, the best ideas can come from anywhere within the organization, and we encourage healthy debate to make sure those best ideas win. And then lastly, for us, it's been about micromanagement. You know, it's having all of our leadership in the details of our business to make sure that we're delivering the best services to our customers.
And who are some of your mentors or role models in the healthcare industry or elsewhere that you looked up to and gave you great advice to help make you who you are today?
Well, I actually started a healthcare business in metropolitan Detroit in 2006 and sold it to a company called Accretive Health in July 2007, and I sold it for stock options in Accretive Health. And the CEO at the time was a woman by the name of Mary Tolan. When I sold my company, it had been around for about 4 years, and 3 years thereafter, in May of 2010, the company went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And so it was incredible for me to be an executive with that company as it, you know, went from really a very new company to going public on a New York Stock Exchange and being very successful in that IPO offering. And so it gave me some liquidity, and that's what I used to fund the startup for Trusted Health Plan. But in that, I really grew to become friends with and learn a lot from Mary Tolan, who built this company, again, in 7 years from a startup to a very successful publicly traded company.
And what are your thoughts on the Affordable Care Act, commonly called Obamacare? Is it positive or negative, and what are the overall good or bad things that you feel it will do or accomplish?
I think it's incredibly positive. It's going to give access to managed care services and health care to millions of Americans, and it's going to give them access to preventive care and to wellness. And it's going to create an environment where insurance companies and managed care companies are competing to deliver the best services to their members. And I think that's going to create a system of best ideas in healthcare and optimal outcomes for people.
Today we're joined by Thomas Duncan. He is the CEO of Trusted Health Plan Incorporated, your Washington, D.C.-based managed healthcare organization. Here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with EDC, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Thomas, since you're in the healthcare field every day, what do you feel are some of the needs that still need to be addressed that aren't?
Prevention. I think that there are a lot of folks talking about prevention. It's a big topic. It's getting people involved in their health care at a stage of prevention, not once things get catastrophic and they end up in the hospital. There's a lot of talk about that, but the real question is, how do you achieve it? And I think that the answer to achieving that is twofold. One is you have to have on-the-ground outreach. You know, you really have to figure ways to engage people into their health care. One thing that we do is we offer free membership to a workout class, which is multiple times a week here in the district. So if you're one of our members, you have access to that for free. We also are building an outreach center in the community, which will have cooking classes, will be very much focused on health education and exercise, and folks knowing their BMI levels, their blood pressure levels, and then giving them education on how to improve them. And so, again, I think it's twofold. I think it's outreach is critically important, and then health education.
And what can we do to improve our approach to health care in this country?
Again, it's prevention and wellness. I actually think it's happening, and it's going to happen in a big way with Obamacare. I think more folks in the system, there's going to be more money in the system, and therefore more companies trying to figure ways to deliver the best outcomes. Largely, it's going to be government regulated, because it's going to be through expansion of Medicaid. And with those regulations, there are going to be some very stiff requirements for outcomes. You know, the company's going to have to produce outcomes, and the outcomes are going to be better health outcomes for people.
Now, speaking of the health care in the U.S., where do you see our country's health care system being in the next 10 to 20 years?
I think it's going to be a lot like what's currently in Europe. I think it's going to be a universal health care. I think Medicaid is going to expand. I actually think that in a large part, there's going to be a significant reduction in commercial insurance, and a lot is going to be government-driven, which will provide access for a lot more people.
How do you compare our country's healthcare system currently with the UK or other European countries?
Well, we're behind. I think we're moving there. I think Obamacare is moving us in a direction, and I don't want to say behind in a negative way, but I do think that Obamacare is going to create an environment where more people will have access to healthcare services and more companies will be working hard to get folks healthier and improve overall health outcomes.
And I understand you began your healthcare experience at a small community hospital in Detroit. What did you take from that experience that you still remember and use to this day?
The importance of outreaching to people and educating patients, in our case members, of their healthcare conditions and the best ways that they can be engaged with improving them, things such as, you know, understanding what the medications are, and then to take their medications when appropriate, to have them refilled when appropriate, and it's little things like that. Going to see their primary care physicians, learning about whatever conditions they may have and the best ways to eliminate them. And so it's that kind of outreach and health education. Again, I learned it, you know, years ago that we're applying today, because I think those are going to be the two cornerstones to really improve people's health care.
And finally, what advice would you have for other folks who are looking to enter into the healthcare industry and also for our future leaders and CEOs of America?
You know, our story is we are a true startup, and we bid for a contract here in the district, and we came in first place. I can tell you that the reason we did so well, and this was, you know, we out scored some of the biggest health maintenance organizations in the country. And the reason we did so was through best ideas. You know, I truly believe that the best ideas are going to win in healthcare, specifically because there's going to be so many resources piled into it, so many more folks in the system. Whoever has the best ideas, whether they be, you know, on the ground ideas or trying to hold people's hands and get folks engaged and accountable for their healthcare, get providers engaged in their patients' healthcare, or use the use of technology to help folks be reminded of doing things to improve their healthcare. And so, again, I just think it's going to be about best ideas, and I encourage folks to get into the industry because there's a lot of opportunity. And if you have some good ideas, I think it can go a long way.
Certainly been good to connect with you, Thomas. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Trusted Health Plan online?
Well, our website is trustedhp.com. That's trustedhforhealthpforplan.com.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Thomas Duncan, CEO of Trusted Health Plan Incorporated, your Washington, D.C.-based managed healthcare organization. Their task is to make sure that you and your eligible family members are enrolled and receiving Medicaid or Alliance benefits. Their mission is to help their D.C. neighbors receive the care and services needed to lead a long and healthy life. And the website of reference, once again, is trustedhp.com. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with EDC, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.